This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Uzoma Anyoji. And yes, I am back again today with another episode. But remember, this is our break time special. And I have a guest this week for you guys. So last week, I started interviewing authors, content creators. And we said this month, we are going to celebrate authors. We are going to share their work on the show. We're going to talk about the things they are doing. And we said that last week. So today I have Rejoice Praise with me on the show. She's a writer. She's an author. She has a Writers Academy. So we'll talk about all of that today. So welcome on the show, Rejoice.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So tell us about Rejoice Praise. Who is she? What is she up to? What has she been doing? So let's hear you.
First of all, Rejoice Praise is an Igbo girl from Igbo State. Mm-hmm. And I reside in Lagos. I'm more of a Yoruba girl than an Igbo girl.
Really?
I'm an undergraduate. I'm an undergraduate of the Nnamdi Azikiwe University, UNIZIC, 200 level. And I'm studying botany. I'm the third child of seven children. Mm. And I think I'm the only child to look up writing as a career, because basically I and all of my siblings were all writers, but wow. I took it up as a career, and God has been faithful. I'm the author of Seductive Writer. Mm-hmm. Recently, on Monday, I'll be launching about six of my books, actually.
Six?
Why Write That Book? Yes.
Wow.
Why Write That Book? Consistency Arc. 150 content marketing ideas, title leads reviewed, and content idea generator.
Wow. So all of them.
Launching these books on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyone listening, Monday will be.
That should be 11.
Okay. So that will be 11th of July. So if you're listening, if you get to hear this episode after 11th, just know that she has launched already. So all of these six books, they will all be on sale, right? Or are some of them free?
No, three for sales, three for free.
So is it like buy one, take one, or buy three, take three? Or...
No. You can just go, they'll be uploaded in Seller. So you can go to my store and get the free ones. If you don't have the cash, you get it. And if you have the money, you can just get everything, both the free and the paid.
And the paid. So I guess when it's launched, we'll know everything about the book, the details, prizes, and all of that. Of course, they will be on your store. So, and we'll also leave a link to your store in the description of the episode. So anyone that wants to get a copy of any of your books can get that. Wow. So, but there's a particular book of yours that gets my attention every time, and that's Seductive Writer. So how did the book come about? In fact, what inspired the title of that book, that particular one?
The Seductive Writer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my academy was to clock a year old May 30th, sorry. Naturally, I'm a weird person. I don't do the norms. Mm-hmm. I don't do the norms. So I wanted something that I would use to mark the 1 year anniversary. What can I give to young writers out there? What can I give to society? I am not a fan of giveaway. I hardly do giveaway on my timeline, so I didn't want to do giveaway. Mm-hmm. Then I thought of it, okay, I can actually hold a free training. Okay. But my paid training was on sale then. I was already advertising it. So if I decide to do free, it would contradict the paid adverts, because mm-hmm. some people already signed up with their money. So I squashed that idea. Then I thought of the webinar. A webinar would actually be okay. A two-day webinar. Mm-hmm. And we actually held it. It was titled, Staying Relevant in a Constantly Evolving World. staying relevant in a constantly evolving world. But I didn't want just, I want something that they can actually hold and always remember that, okay, Rejoice Praise gifted me this during our webinar. Then I decided to do a short ebook. I was thinking of, okay, what can I write? There was no ebook in mind. I had books in mind, actually. I had manuscripts in mind, folder. But I wanted to come up with something new, something that I can actually give for free. And I will not feel like selling it. I was in the office that day. I was brainstorming then. I thought of it, okay, some persons have been reaching out to me, Rejoice, how can I write to attract my audience? How can I write in a way that will not be boring? How can I infuse humor into my content, even if I'm not a naturally playful person? Humor comes easy to me because I'm playful. I love play. So I was thinking of this thing. Okay, instead of answering everybody in my inboxes one after the other, I can actually put the answers together. Yeah, and give it to them. Okay, I was not thinking, what should I tie to this book? Is it how to attract? I don't like long captions, something short simple. And seconds. Yeah, very simple, something that you can easily remember. Then I asked my boss, what do you think? I asked my boss, if you go to a bookstore and you see a book, seductive writer, what comes to your mind? He said, okay, you would think it's a romantic novel. I said, aside romantic novel, if you go to a bookstore and the section is not for romantic novel, it's for self-improvement and all of that, career development, and you see seductive writer, what comes to your mind? I was like, wow, that seductive is kind of a negative word. And I asked him, can you look at this from a positive angle, using dictionary as a guide? So we both of us use dictionary to check the meaning of seductive. It was not really bad as we've ostracized the name.
Yeah.
Seductive actually means attractive. It means appealing. It means enticing. But I wanted something that would be evocative, that once you hear the name, you want to think, like, what does she mean? What is she trying to say? Yeah. Just like my first ebook, You Can't Be Sexually Pure. What is it like? What do you mean? What do you mean? So I wanted something that will trigger a curiosity in whoever is saying the book.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I explained what I wanted to achieve to him. They said, oh, that's a great idea. I should use it. And I used it. I reached out to my designer. I drew an illustration of what I want the cover to look like. I wanted to look as seductive as possible. It didn't, the design should not contradict the title. I want something very seductive. Then I just drew an illustration and gave to her, and she delivered so well. Mercy Adioye, she delivered so well. Like when she bought the book cover, I was so excited. I started writing the book. The initial plan was to make it a 13 to 20 page book, but I saw myself almost at 40. Wow. It's a 38 page book. And that 38, I have to home post because something free does not need too much. You understand now? I don't have to do this. Yes. I don't have to just do it. So I did it and I made it free. The goal was to have about 120 downloads. Then I would post for a while. That was after my coach instructed me that the book was too good to be a free ebook, that I could actually make a living from the book. Plus, I was broke then. I was financially broke then. So, like, instead of being broke, you have something that you can sell and make money from it. And I told him, okay, I'm just doing it for the sake of the academy. Let me gift people. Then if I get their reviews, if it's something I can actually sell, I'll sell and even make the books in print, because it's just available now in ebooks. I set out the download. The download started 11 p.m. on a Saturday. I can remember very well. 11, I think, to 12. It should be 11 or 11:59, one of them. That was when I released the book for download, thinking people would be asleep and I would actually meet my 120 goal the next day. Just that night, I had about 88 downloads.
Wow.
Then, before I would call it quit, I had thought an hour. Stop the downloads, but so far, if I go to my store, I have over 300 downloads.
So you actually downloaded really crossed.
Just,
wow.
Yes, like I crossed the 100, crossed 200, 300 plus downloads. And I was like, wow, so this book is actually.
Is this good?
It's that good. Aside the name, some persons gave voluntary review, even when I'm not, when even when I did not ask them for the review, they just voluntarily posted it on their wall, and it made people come to my wall, go and download the book to read. And I was like, okay, this is a very good one. I'm going to adopt it. And since then, some persons have never changed my name from Rejoice Praise to Seductive Writer. I'm going to trademark the name.
No, it's actually very, very so it, when I saw it, I'm like,
and it was a major, it was a major stepping stone for me. It actually boosted my writing career.
Awesome. So it's currently on sale now. It's no longer free, right?
It's on pre-order for now.
For now, okay. So yes, anyone that wants to get our bestseller, soon to be bestseller.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to you on social media and get that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. What inspired getting 6 books out at the same time? Where is the inspiration coming from?
This 6 books, it's one thing to learn how to write, it's another thing to learn how to monetize your writing. Mm-hmm. What most coach will not tell you is the first training you are coming for, you would not monetize your skill then.
Yeah.
If at the second, third, fourth, you are likely not going to monetize your skill then.
True.
The only thing is that you are going to gain mastery, you are going to be good at it. So I've been writing, and as a young girl who is struggling to find her feet, dad is late, mom has 7 kids. So I cannot be meeting my mom all the time. I need money for this. I cannot go meet my sister because she has her own life to live to. Mm-hmm. And she has my younger siblings to take care of. So I needed to find my feet financially. Mm-hmm. So exactly. So I've been doing little jobs, I've been getting 1K, 2K, but I know there is money in writing. Especially copywriting. So I started learning, I started looking for a way to monetize my skills. I started following Emeka Nubis, started following Prof. Akpe. I wanted to learn how to monetize. So I signed up under Prof. Akpe's class, copywriting class. I did not sign up to learn the skill, actually. I signed up to learn how to monetize the skill. So it challenged us to make 100K. That's to make 100K in few days.
Wow.
And I thought of it, what can I teach? I cannot hold my writing class for 1K. It's so underpriced. Yeah. I know how much I put into my training and out and the rest of that. Look, I was thinking, what course can I create and just let it out for 1K? Then the ebook creation came. Since The Seductive Writer, I created it myself. I only had somebody to do the graphics design for me for the book cover. But the format and everything, I did it myself. And I've been doing other books myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, since I can do this very well, I can actually teach people how to do it. And not just doing it, I can teach them how to market it because it's something I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strategy I've learned and I've implemented it and it's working for
working.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Yeah, I said, okay, I can actually teach people this thing that I've tested and it's working fine for me. I was not looking for a lead magnet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for a lead magnet is what you can use to attract people, you get people to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for a lead magnet to use. Then I thought, okay, I can actually give them ebooks, but I don't want to give them one. I want to give them ebooks and also use that time to have more ebooks in my store. I said, okay, I'm going to do 6 ebooks. If I give them all of them, that is for everyone who signed up for the training, I give you the 6 ebooks. Plus, it was a challenge. I wanted to meet up with the challenge my coach gave to us. So I wanted to use it to gain more traffic. And it worked. So far, I did not do the 100K, but at least I did more than 50K. I think I have 60K. I made 60K from the sales. And it's still on because training starts on Monday. So when I even indicated the 6 ebooks, I have not even started writing them. I have not even taken over a topic. I also said you get 6 ebooks for free. Then and I went back.
You were sure you would deliver the 6 ebooks.
Yeah, writing ebooks is not really difficult for me. Something you can 2 days, 3 days should be done. So I sat back. I said, okay, if I write ebooks, what should I write on? I'm known to be a very consistent person when it comes to writing. And it's also one of the questions people are asking me in my inbox. Rejoice Praise, I want to be consistent, but I don't have money to sign up for your training. Can you please help me? Then I give them small tips because I don't want to look all salesy in my inbox. Mm-hmm. I offer the little way I can help. And if you want more, you sign up for my class. So I said, okay, since they've been asking me about consistency, how about to just write a book that can help them, a guide? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, I wrote that idea down. My first ebook idea was down. Then another one, write to cash. Some persons don't actually know how to monetize their writing skills. Some persons can write, but they don't like the information of where they can monetize their writing skills. Mm-hmm. Some persons don't even know why they should monetize their writing skills. Okay, I wrote that other book idea down, write to cash. Then there is my students, the one in the consistency group program. When I asked them the challenge they are facing in writing so far, mm-hmm. some of them said they have issues with titling their content. That is, they cannot write if there is no title. They must be given a title. Right? Some of them can actually write, but they don't know how to give what they've written a title. So I said, okay, titling is another issue. Then so it's another book I did, title it.
Oh.
How to... And this one, I think this will be a free ebook. Yeah, it's a free ebook. It's going to teach them how to title their content or their book. And it's also going to give them important sites, effective sites that they can use to generate book titling ideas. Mm-hmm. Decide to generate ideas for them. Then they will tweak it and use it to their own
advantage
for their own content or book mm-hmm. idea. Yes. Aside that, I've been helping people with their book titling. There's a client I recently edited her book. She was to write on childbirth and rest of that. The title she gave was one long title, and I don't like long titles. So it's actually a rule in writing. Use evocative and short titles that can stick in the head of people. So mm-hmm. I told her this title won't work. Then we brainstormed together, and I gave her Birth Right, and she used the Birth Right. She was like, wow. So I knew I was actually good in titling books and every other thing, and I can help people with this. So it gave me that book idea. Then why write that book? So I've been on most people's feed on Facebook. I'm mostly mm-hmm. on Facebook. And I see some writers say they're just writing for passion. Some say they're just writing, they don't intend writing a book. And aside that, I don't believe it's only writers that should write a book.
Yeah.
Even if you're a pastor, you're a fashion designer, you are a bricklayer, you're a plumber, you should write a book because the book immortalizes a person. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said she was reading a book one time and she was so in love with the book. And there's no way you'll be in love with the book, you should not be in love with the author. So she decided to check up the author on Google, only to discover that the author is late.
Ooh.
As it's been late over 5 years.
Wow.
So when I told her books immortalizes you, she grabbed it and said, yes, because you can actually be reading a person and you don't know, yes, you don't know the person is lit, mm-hmm. but it seems you are still reading the person living. So that is where I got that idea for why write that book. Meaning you don't have to even be a writer to write a book. Anybody, in fact, everybody should have a book. Everybody, there are some persons, if they share their stories with you now, it would be so inspiring. It would be so touching. But then imagine if they now share that story in a book and the book is circulating. It's going locally, people, internationally, and the rest of that. Do you know how many more lives will be touched and inspired by that book? So that's how I got the idea of why write that book. And 150 content marketing ideas for business owners, people who are selling online, who are facing difficulty with generating content ideas to boost their brand visibility and to promote their products. Mm-hmm. So it's just for them to get ideas from it. They can just different things, but there are about 150 ideas and also content strategies mm-hmm. to use to promote their businesses. And I think one more, right? I've talked about consistency app. I think I'm done.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, reviewed. There's one more reviewed. This review is talking about 10 secrets established writers, that professional writers know that newbie writers don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, these professional writers won't even tell you the secret. They'll wait for you to experience it. So mm-hmm. I just review to them that this thing, you might not hear it anyway. And if you hear it, you might hear it because you signed up for their classes. You might hear them because you bought their books. You might hear because you went for their trainings. So just to tell them certain things they need to know that professional writers know and they don't know.
Wow. So it's safe to say that all of these six books, they were basically you answering questions of people that have come to you at different times about writing, their writing
problems
and challenges. So you've just addressed issues on different business. Wow. That's like very brilliant. Well done.
Thank you.
So you've been talking about your academy, how you've been helping other upcoming writers. So if someone wants to join your academy, first of all, what's the name of your academy? And tell us quickly how anybody that's interested in being a part of your community can join you.
My academy is Intentional Speakers and Writers Academy, ISWA, ISWA. It was founded May 30th, 2021. So far, it has trained and certified over 150 persons.
Okay.
So from newbie writers to professional writers, and it has helped over 50 persons stay consistent in the act of writing. We have two sessions for now. We have one for the Write Like a Pro training, and we have the Consistency Drill Program. The Consistency Drill Program is for persons who we assume to be writers already. That is, you're only coming there because you have issues with being consistent. Okay. You're not coming here to learn how to write. You're not going to learn how to write in the consistency program. You're only coming there because you have issues with consistency and you want to stay consistent. Why the Write Like a Pro training is to train you from a newbie writer to a professional writer who is writing so well and also earning from your skills. And registration is 10K for the Write Like a Pro training. Why for the consistency drill program is just 2,000 for now. Since it's a new program, we are still testing the waters.
Okay.
For now.
Okay. So it means anybody that wants to be a part of your academy programs that you have, they can get in touch with you. Your Facebook page is Rejoice Praise, right?
Yes, that's ma'am.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Both the profile and the page. But on the profile, they will meet the details about the training on my pinned post. I pinned it to my profile.
Okay. Awesome. Wow. That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Rejoice. Thank you. And very quickly, if anyone out there, you're listening and you want to get in touch with Rejoice, you can search for her on Facebook at Rejoice Praise. Facebook profile or her page, Rejoice Praise. That's her name over there. I'm going to leave a link to her seller store so you can just hop over there and support her as much as you can, buy her books, download her free books, and be a part of her programs. I don't know how this lady comes up with content ideas. She's always writing on Facebook, always. I'm sure she's writing as we're talking. She's always writing. I come online at night. She has posted something. Morning, she has, what's going on? So if she's talking about consistency, she's good. She knows what she's talking about. So if you're finding it difficult to stay consistent as a writer, Rejoice Praise is the girl to go to. She's your...
I'm a writing doctor.
Yeah. She's your surgeon. She's your surgeon. All right, Rejoice. Thank you so much for coming. And
thank you so much.
Congratulations on your book reading.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Have a good
Thank you.
Day. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay, people. That was Rejoice Praise with me. You can get in touch with her and join her community. So guys, it's still our season break and I'll be back next week with another writer, and keep having a good time. We'll return with our next season in August. Don't forget that. Until I come your way next week, have a good day. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.